Shalom Aleichem, welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shabbos Gimel Amud Aleph, Shabbos 3a, pagination page 5, starting from 5 lines from the bottom of the Amud at the 2 dots. Our Mishnah dealt with a case where a person was putting his hand in from one rishus to another, from one area to another. He was standing in rishus harabim, the public area, and he was placing his hand, I guess through a window, into the rishus hayochid, into the private area, where he was taking or giving something. Boi mine rav me rebi. Rav asked the following question from Rebbe. Just as in the case of our Mishnah, a person, the homeowner, placed something into the hand of the outer person, into the hand of the poor person, and that person removed it, and neither is in violation, because neither of them did the entire malacha. The inner person did the akira, and the outer person did the hotza'ah with the hanacha. So the question which he posed was, starting on the next line, hit'ino chaveiro ochlim umashkim, if a person loaded his friend with food and drink, and Rashi says food and drink just because that's practical on Shabbos, we're very busy with the meals, but it could be anything that he put on his friend. Ve'otzion lachutz, and the person then took what was loaded onto him and walked it out. Mahu, what's the halacha? Akiras gufo ka'akiras chefetz mimikomo dami. When he moves his body, it's as if he moved the object from its resting place, and it's considered that he himself is doing the akira, the uprooting, the hotza'ah, the moving it, and the hanacha when he stands steady in the public area at the end of this act, umechayiv, and he himself is in violation because he did everything, odilma, or maybe, lo. No, it doesn't work like that, as we'll explain more in detail. Amalei, indeed, the answer was chayiv. The person would be in violation if he was loaded up with food and then walked it out. Ve'ena dome liyado, and don't compare it to the case of the hand, which was in our Mishnah. My taima, why are they not similar? Gufo nayich, his body is at rest. Yodo lo nayich, his hand is not at rest. Now, let's picture this clearly in our minds. The hand is being projected from where his main part of his body is in Rishus HaRabim, and his hand alone is available in the Rishus HaYochid, in the private area. The ruling that Rebbe gave was that the hand is not at rest. And therefore, there's a division of the malacha in our Mishnah, in that the homeowner placed the object into the hand, which was in a quasi-state. It's not resting in the private area, and it's not with allegiance to the public area. And therefore, neither of them did a full malacha. Whereas, a person's body in the private area, if you load it up, you've moved something from the private area to the body, which is also in the private area. So that's nothing. But he is now, when he starts walking, uprooting the items from the private area, because that's valid private area, because he's there in the Rishus HaYachid with his entire body. This is not a hand that's projected into a different Rishus. And therefore, it's a Rishus HaYachid. He's uprooting it from there, transferring it to the Rishus HaRabim, and coming to rest over there. And therefore, it is a malacha, and that's the ruling here, chayiv. He would be in violation, ve'in adoma liyado, and don't compare it to the case of the hand in our Mishnah. Turn the page, and we'll see validation on this ruling. About six lines down, the first word is loch, and then we continue, detanya, as we learned. Hayaton ochlin umashkim mibaod yom. If a person was loaded up with food and drink before the day began, meaning candle lighting time, before sunset, v'yotzian lochutz mishecha shecha, and once it got dark, he walked it out, chayiv, that would be a violation, l'fisheina dome liyado, because it's not comparable to the hand, which was projected and wasn't really at rest in the private domain. Applications of this are numerous, but a simple application, if a person puts something in his pocket before Shabbos, and then he sits on the couch, at the Shabbos table, wherever he's sitting, when he stands up, he is uprooting the item from its resting place. And if he were to walk out into the public area, so that would be a Shabbos violation, because it was at rest, and then when he comes to stop in Rishus HaRabim, it is again at rest. Likewise, there's an interesting question. If a person realizes that he's walking outside with something in his pocket in a place that does not have an Eruv, and when he realizes that he has something in his pocket, what is the best solution? So the initial reaction of people is to stop, because right now I'm carrying, and just stop. And that's actually a mistake, because you uprooted it from the private domain, you walked it into the public domain, and now if you're to stop, you're doing the hanacha, bringing it to rest. On the contrary, a person should continue walking and make a decision as to how he's going to dispose of this item correctly. But if he comes to rest, it is bringing the item to rest in a way that truly completes the malacha. There are different suggestions which are beyond the scope of today's session, but among them is to purposely drop the item in a way that it's not a hanacha. So some people talk about kind of shaking it out of the pocket so that you're not making a hanacha. It just by default falls to the floor wherever it'll fall. Some people talk about purposely dropping it onto a fire hydrant so that it's not a hanacha on a place where it could come to rest. There are different suggestions, but for today's session, just to be aware of this concept, that even though you don't think of it as a hanacha, because I didn't take it in my hand and put it down somewhere, but nevertheless, it is considered a hanacha, because your body coming to rest, or in the beginning of the case, where your body starts moving, those are considered moving the object, resting the object, because its resting place on the person is a valid resting place. Let's squeeze in one little more piece of Gemara over here, clarifying the role of the hand when it's projected into a different rishus. So we already said that it's not truly at rest in that other rishus, and that's why in our Mishnah, neither the inner person or the outer person was in full violation. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, "Pshita liyado shel adam eino lo kirshus harabim v'lo kirshus hayochid." It's clear to me that the hand of a person is not like a Rishus HaRabim, even if his body is standing in the Rishus HaRabim, the public area. V'lo k'Rishus HaYochid, and it's not like a Rishus HaYochid, even if the rest of his body is standing in the private domain. Once his hand is projected into a different Rishus, it's not a mainstream simple case. Kirshus harabim lo damya. It's clear to me that it's not a rishus harabim miyada da'ani because the poor person is standing outside, and once he projects his hand inside, it loses its status of public domain, and when the homeowner puts something into it, it's not considered putting it into rishus harabim. Kirshus hayachid lo damya. And I also understand that if the person is standing on the inside and he sticks his hand outside, it's not considered a rishus hayochid, a private domain, miyada de balabayis, because when the inner person does that very act and the poor person puts something into the hand of the homeowner, the poor person is not in full violation, because it's not considered that he moved something from the public domain where he is standing to the private domain of the hand of the balabayas, because the balabayas is standing in the private domain. It's not true. The hand becomes quasi, it becomes an anomaly. But Abaya wanted to know, Yadu shal oda mao shateyose kekarmelis. He wanted to know if the hand remains an unusual anomaly, or does it actually become a domain of its own to cause certain prohibitions. For example, Mikansua Rabbanan La'ahadure Ligabe Olo, would there be a prohibition for the person, now that something is in his hand, to take it back into the Rishus in which he is standing? This would be if he stuck his hand out, holding something, or perhaps as well, bringing it back, as we discussed in our Mishnah. Is the logic here of the prohibition actually that there is a domain called Yado, projected into a different Rishus, that makes it into a Karmelis? And primarily the question here is, if a person sticks his hand out, holding something, is he allowed to bring it back? And that's a discussion which is discussed on the remaining part of this Amud. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.